Hello, and welcome to Hanging with the Minister. My name is Minister Maiden, and today I'm going to have some real talk. Yeah, some real talk. It's raining outside today, kind of gloomy. So, you know, when it rains, things get kind of slow. Traffic get crazy. Yeah. So today I want to talk about family. Because family is important. You know, me, myself, I believe that God created family to hold things together. Because what did he tell the man in the garden? He said, I'm creating me a man so that he can watch over all the animals and all the beasts of the field. Then God said, I'm going to create a woman. Amen. A woman. Give man. Give him some companion. Give him a right-hand person. Give him a helpmate. Somebody to help him out. Amen. I don't know. I'm married. I got a woman and my girl, she's strong. That's not only is she my wife, she's my friend also. So that just better doubles the relationship. Yeah, today I want to talk about family. Because when I look around the world, I see so much division in the family. And I know that God, he honors family. And family should be knitted together so strong that nothing can tear them apart. I don't care what we go through. Arguing, fighting, ups and downs. I feel family should always be able to come together and reconcile. Yeah, reconcile, you know, even the worst of situations. We should be able to forgive one another. I know personally, my family, you know, we talk all the time. We talk regularly, but we don't get together. We don't come together like we used to as a family with all the reunions, visiting one another's house. We don't do all that. You know, we talk regular, but we don't talk as much as we should. But when something's going down or there's a crisis or something, that's one thing I could say about my family. And some other people's family I know, your family will be there. It's like now, my brother Mazio, he's laying up in the hospital sick, and we all been doing shifts. You know, I usually go out there on a Friday to see him. And my sisters, they got their days that they go. My brother got the day they go. My mother, she went out there to see him today. You see what I'm saying? We come together. And that's what family do. We come together. We watch out. We look out for each other. We take care of each other. I suppose I went out there this past Friday, but I switched days with my sister. So I wind up going out there on Saturday to see my brother in the hospital. And he was looking like he was looking like Santa Claus. Because his beard has grown so low. See, he's been in the hospital for a couple weeks now. He's really sick. But his beard has grown so long. And it's white. You know, he's not an old man. But it was white. I told him, man, you laying up in this bed, you looking like Santa Claus. I told him, next time I come out there, I'm bringing my clippers. So I took my clippers out there with me. I shaved them. I gave him a haircut right there in his hospital bed. The nurses was coming in. It was funny. They like, wow, who is that young man laying in the bed? Yeah, he did. He looked so much better after the haircut. But my point is family. You know, no matter what we go through, no matter our ups and downs, family, we got to stick together. We got to take care of one another. Yeah. There's no time to be giving place to the devil, because the enemy, he does not want to see the family together. He don't want to see the family united as one, how God intended. Amen. I was looking here. I was looking at some Bible scriptures on family, and I ran across this one in Colossians 3:13. It said, be tolerant with each other. And if someone has a complaint against anyone, forgive each other as the Lord forgave you, so also forgive each other. I mean, that's nothing I made up. It's in the Bible. It's right there. God said, he said, we got to be tolerant with one another because we're not perfect. We all make mistakes. You know, I know I could be a little, I could be a little annoying at times, you know. And we're all different. We all have different personalities. And sometimes our personalities will clash. But we have to understand that. And we have to be tolerant with each other. And you know, if you got a complaint against anyone, forgive them. Just forgive them. You know, talk to them about it. That's one thing I really believe in the family. I believe in communication. We should be able to talk to one another. If I have a problem with one of my brothers or my sisters or my daughters or my grandchildren or anyone, let's talk it out. I don't want to box it out. I don't want nobody to get hurt. Let's get a pizza and some french fries and some cold drinks. You know, I don't drink alcohol, but, you know, some Pepsi or some Kool-Aid or something. And let's sit down and let's talk it out in a loving and in a kind way. Family. This is how family should be. I remember when I was younger, my family would come together at my mom's house and my sister's house. We have bought a family building. So we was raised in a two flat, an upstairs and a downstairs. You know, my mother always lived in the building. The kids grew up and grew out of here. And some of them would live on one of the floors in the house. But we would always, when I was younger, the family would come together. We would lay around on the floor, eat potato chips, watching TV, talking about old times. I mean, just having a good time, a good old wholesome time. You know, that's what family is all about, reminiscing and enjoying one another and helping each other as much as we can and encouraging each other because, you know, some of us are going through some things, you know, and sometimes we can talk about it, sometimes we can't. So we have to be encouraging. Yeah. I have a host of nieces and nephews and, you know, I love them. I love them to death. I remember when my nieces and nephews were little. A lot of them grown. Most of them grown now, but I used to take them to the zoo. Yeah, we used to have a good time. I'd take them to the beach, take them to the theater, the movies, after church. I mean, we had a good time. Yeah, they always say I was the fun uncle. Oh, yeah, family. It gets no better than that, family. You know, supporting each other, loving on each other. Family. In the good times and the bad times. Yeah. Yeah, it's raining outside. Like I say, I just was sitting here in the studio doing some work. And I say, you know what? Let me do a recording. I want to talk about family. Because I had family on my mind. I went out, like I said, I seen my brother at the hospital. As a matter of fact, I was over at my sister's house Saturday. I was over there. I went over there to drop something off. I know she's like, gee whiz, man. How long are you going to stay? Go home. No, she didn't personally say that. But, I mean, I went over there to drop something off, a package. And, shoot, we wound up staying outside. It was nice outside that night, too. I got over there about 7:30 that night. And it was nice outside. We wound up standing outside on the front porch just talking. Talking about everything we could think of. We had a good old time. You know, that was my oldest sister. And like I say, family. It gets no better than that. Yes, it gets no better than that. You know, so we just gotta love on each other. Love. Family. Forgive. We gotta tolerate each other. Amen. Come on. I know I could be a little annoying at times, but forgive me, family. Yeah, I love my family. Yep. Well, it's been about 10 minutes now. I'm gonna sign off and I just want you to have you a blessed, good day, a good evening, whatever time it is in your town, your city. And remember, family. You only get family one time in this lifetime. So don't miss all the opportunities you can have enjoying your family. Because remember, people, tomorrow is not promised to none of us. We might not wake up. So make the most of every day. Make the most of your time. Tell somebody you love them. Show somebody you love them. Tell your family. Tell them, I love you. Don't waste time. Once again, I'm signing out. You guys stay blessed. Enjoy your day in the name of Jesus Christ. Until next time.
Hello, and thank you for tuning in to Hanging with the Minister, which is the podcast for Melvin Maiden Ministries. I pray something was said that uplifted and blessed your soul. If you would like to partner with us and help spread the word of God, you can make a donation of any amount by visiting our website at www.reachingthepeople.net. That's www.reachingthepeople.net, and click the donation button, and it will give you several ways you can make a donation. Thank you for your support. Until next time, God bless you.